Good afternoon. After starting out the morning with a few light showers to the north of I-90 and some pretty decent cloud coverage, we are going to expect to see some increasing breaks of sunshine for us. And what we will be seeing is that sunshine is going to arrive thanks to a ridge building in from Ohio. That high pressure is going to slide across the entire region through the afternoon hours as that high tracks further east. We are going to see that influence from those lake-enhanced showers start to decrease significantly. And what we will be seeing after that is forecasted highs generally 45 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit for many of the valley locations, with mid-30s for the higher terrain of the Catskills, Adirondacks, and the Southern Greens. For the night tonight, we stay mainly clear to start the evening hours as that high-pressure area slides off to the east. But we will notice an increase in cloud cover from west to east overnight, as lows will initially drop rather quickly before steadying off late with values mainly into the 20s and lower 20s for portions of the Adirondacks. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a frontal system is forecast to move across the central and eastern United States through the weekend, which will spread a quick round of precipitation across many areas. Thunderstorms along and ahead of the front could be severe, and there is a slight risk of severe weather today for parts of the lower and middle Mississippi Valley from the Storm Prediction Center. Light snow is possible for the upper Great Lakes region tonight. On the backside of the associated surface low, precipitation should spread into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys and towards the eastern seaboard on Sunday in the form of mixed precipitation or snow for interior New England and rain as you head farther south. Behind that front, gusty winds are expected throughout the western and central United States. High wind warnings are in place for much of the High Plains, and wind advisories and high wind warnings are scattered throughout the Great Basin and farther east in the plains as well. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 92 at McAllen, Weslaco, as well as Far Texas, to a low of 6 just to the northwest of Vernal, Utah. For those of you traveling across northeast today, in New York City, sunny with a high near 52, in Boston, sunny with a high near 51, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 43. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The average high is 49, while the average low is 32. The record high of 70 was set back in 1973, while the record low of 12 was set back in 1971, tied in 1986 as well as 1996. Today's sunrise was at 6:46 a.m. The sun is set to set at 4:33 p.m. It's a total of 9 hours and 46 minutes of daylight. It's a loss of 2 minutes and 10 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at sunny skies this afternoon as highs reach near the mid-40s. For the night tonight, we will stay mostly clear as overnight lows drop down into the low 20s and a couple spots potentially in the upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon as highs reach near the low 50s. For the night tonight, we turn to mostly clear skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid to low 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as our highs reach into the low to mid 40s. For the night tonight, we turn to mostly clear skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at mostly sunny skies this afternoon with highs reaching into the low to mid-40s. And for the night tonight, we are looking at mostly clear skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid to low 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon as our highs reach near the mid to upper 40s. Wind gusts at this time could get as high as around 25 miles per hour. And for the night tonight, we are going to be seeing mostly clear skies as our overnight lows look to drop down towards the mid-20s for us here. Region-wide for tomorrow, we are going to see rain showers early on in the day, and it will also bring the chance for some potential thunderstorms. Otherwise, it will be windy as this front passes on through, with gusts as high as around 30 miles per hour. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.